It is so interesting to me how many times the word continued or continuing is used. In fact, if you take your concordance, your Cruden's concordance, you would notice that the word continued or continuing is used throughout the entire book of Acts with much frequency. Now, the word continued, they continued steadfastly, the Bible says. They continuing in one accord. They continued to eat their bread with gladness and singleness of heart. Over and over again, the word continued. Now, the word continued in the book of Acts is a very interesting word. Most of the times that it is used from a form of the word, well, the word meno, M-E-N-O is the way we'd spell it in English. It's a Greek word, meno. It is the same word that is used in John 15, where our Lord says, abide in me, meno in me, the same word. That they continued in prayer and fasting and the apostles' doctrine. They continuing means that they the same thing, they did abide in the apostles' doctrine, the same word. It also is the word that comes from the same root word of John 14, which says, in my Father's house are many mansions. You can almost take those three words, the word continued, the word mansion, and the word abide, and interchange them. So you could say, it says they mansioned steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Instead of they continued, they mansioned, or you want to just put it a little more accurately, you could say they heavened in the apostles' doctrine. Now, what the Lord is telling us here is this. To continue is to heaven. It's like heaven. Heaven is eternal. Heaven never passes away. So our Lord is saying to us that the nearest thing, perhaps, that we can do in this life, like heaven, is to continue. If we just keep on. If we don't quit. If we keep on going for God. If we continue and steadfastly, tenaciously do that which we ought to do for God, it is perhaps the nearest thing we can do like heaven. Because in heaven, it is a continuing situation. Now, there are five forms of this word meno found in the book of Acts. Five forms of this word continue or heaven. This I'll give you a little Greek lesson this morning. It doesn't mean anything because I don't know that much Greek myself. But there's one called dia meno, which means to continue throughout. There's one that's called pros meno, which means to continue with, as with a person. There's a word called epi meno, which means to continue upon. There's the word im-meno, which means to continue in. There's the word para-meno, which means to continue beside. Now, in the New Testament, you won't find it like that. It's the same word. It's continued. Sometimes it's para-meno. Sometimes it's em-meno. Sometimes it's dia-meno. Sometimes it's epi-meno. And sometimes it's pros-meno. It doesn't say which one in the New Testament. It says they continued. They continued. They continued. They did not stop. They kept on going. I know of nothing that is a better characteristic in the life of a Christian than to keep on and keep on and keep on. Keep on in the doctrine. Keep on in faithfulness. Keep on in service. Keep on in being busy. Keep on in tithing. Now, there are some folks here this morning. Oh, if we have a big day, you're there. If it's not raining, you're back on Sunday night. If it's convenient, you're back on Wednesday night. Ah, but there's some people, I'm in love with them. God bless these people. They're just there. I mean, if we meet in the Civic Center, you look around, they'll be there. And if we meet in the college building, they'll be there. If we have two services on Sunday, they come to both of them. I mean, they're always there. God bless those dear people. Doesn't matter. They're there. Now, some of you folks, you're like Alka-Seltzer. You fizz for a while, and then you can't find you. And you might come back after a while. And if we have a big day, oh boy. Or if we have revival, oh boy. Bible conference, amen. Praise the Lord. You're there. But thank God for the people, just always there. Never miss. There's some people, same way about giving. There's some of you folks, you're like the fella who said he knows he can quit smoking. He's done it hundreds of times. And you're the same. You know you can tithe. Boy, I preach on tithe and I say, we got to have the money. The whole world's at stake. And you say, bless God, I'm going to tithe. And you do for a while, but you peter out after a while and up and down and in and out. But thank God there's some people. I dearly love you. You always tithe. You never miss. I mean, when the plates are passed, you're tithe in the offering plate. Oh, there's some people always happy. I mean, are happy sometimes. And down. If it's someday, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. and then someday if you, they don't say very much, up and down, in and out. But there's some people always the same, always the same smile, always the same joy, always the same fervency. And the Bible says that's like heaven. You want to be heavenly? Be predictable. You want to be heavenly? Keep on going all the time. Never up and down and hot and cold and in and out, but always, always continuing instant, in season, out of season, fervent, in season, out of season, always busy for God, predictable, never strike out. May never hit a home run much, but always get a hit, never strike out, always dependable, continuing. They continued. Now, to me, I think there's some wonderful things about Pentecost. I think it's wonderful that they had a big crowd of people there. Folks were there out of every nation under heaven. That's wonderful. I think it's wonderful the power of God came. And Acts 1:14 says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful about the doctrine. Boy, they believed the Bible. They didn't vary as far as doctrine is concerned. But to me, apart from the 3,000 people being saved, and the reason the thousands got saved, is that those two words, they continued. They continued. They continued. Now, we don't hear much about that. We hear about the sound of a mighty rushing wind. We hear about the Spirit of God setting upon each of them with cloven tongues as a fire. We hear about them speaking of the tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We hear about the great crowd that came and they thought they were drunk. But I, as a pastor, like those words, they continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. Now, there are several things I want to call your attention very quickly this morning. The first is the word dia meno. That means to continue throughout. Continue throughout. Heavenly, that's to continue throughout. Now hold it. That doesn't mean at the end of life you're serving God. That means you never quit serving God. It means to continue not, it doesn't mean be faithful to the end. It means be faithful in the beginning and the middle and on the way. You never peter out. You never have that time, that spiritual declension. You always do it. You're always there. Continue throughout. Now that's heaven. That's, by the way, those are the happiest people in all the world. I was riding a taxi cab this last week in, Shreveport, Louisiana. And I was riding in a cab, and I was talking to the driver. I said, "Hey, driver, how long have you been driving a cab?" He said, 3 years. Great big fella. A great big fat fella. I mean, big old bay window, and he's about 4 or 5 tens down here, and a big gruff-looking guy. I said, "How long have you been driving a cab?" He said, 3 years. What did you do before that? "I was a sergeant in the Army." I said, "If I pick sergeants, you're the one I'd have picked. You look like one. Every sergeant's big and fat and gruff and mean as the devil." And I said, "You're looking like a sergeant." I said, "Do you know if you died, you'd go to heaven?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You know the Bible says if you don't get saved, you have to go to hell." He said, "I don't believe that there's a hell after death." I said, "What do you believe?" He said, "I believe this is hell here." He said, "I think here on earth, we have our hell on earth." And I said, "If that's the case," I said, "I haven't had mine yet. I haven't had mine yet." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "It's been heaven to me. It's been heaven to me." He said, "Why?" I said, "Because every day of my life, I live for God, and I love God, and I serve God, and I'm going to heaven when I die." I said, "The life to me is a joy." I feel sorry for these people who say, "This is our hell." No, it's not either. It's hell. Oh, this rat race. Not a rat race for me. Not at all. You say, "Well, don't you work hard?" Sure, I work hard. No rat race. You know why? Because I am heavening. I'm continuing. I mean, always serving God. Never letting up. Never slacking off. If you have a bus route, some people during a spring program, boy, they have big crowds during the spring program, and they work on the bus route, and they get up, and I'm glad you do. But there's some people, boy, they just have it all the time. They work it. They are all the time. They're out there on the job all the time. You can depend on them. They're the dia meno. They continue throughout. May I say this morning, if life is not treating you very well, and if you're not happy, if there's an empty place in your heart, and you say, "Oh, I just feel like it's what is there to look forward to? There's nothing in the world to look forward to, and life is holds no joy for me." Did you ever say, "I wish I could die"? Well, there's times I wish the same thing. Not that I could die, but that some of you could die. But "I wish I could die. I just don't want to live. I just have a nervous breakdown." You don't have to. All you got to do is just continue. Continue throughout. And that means to heaven throughout. Dia meno. There's a second word, which is pros meno. And that means to continue with. It is continue with a person. Not with something, but somebody. And the Lord says so often, they continued. What does it mean? They continued with a person. How can you have heaven on earth? As John Peterson wrote, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. As Fanny Crosby wrote, blessed assurance, we sang it a while ago, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. How can you have heaven on earth? You have heaven on earth if you continue throughout, but you have heaven on earth too if you continue with whom? With the dear Holy Spirit. You've heard me tell this. It was a wonderful day in my life when I became acquainted with the person of the Holy Spirit of God. I've told it many times in this pulpit. I was preaching on the radio one morning in East Texas, a little country church, and it was called the Old Time Religion Broadcast, and I had my collar unbuttoned about like that, and I had my coat off about like that, and I may have had my shirt unbuttoned a button or two. It's an empty building. You know, you don't realize how we radio preachers look sometimes when we broadcast. Sometimes I do the pastor's study in my reclining chair. I saw Brother Olaf one day in his bathrobe and pajamas, lying on his back on the floor with his feet propped up against the wall doing the family altar program. He'd never admit it, but I saw him doing it, and it was better than usual too, by the way. But he sang, they came and they were blessed, and he did it on his back in his pajamas and his bathrobe making his broadcast. But I was making a broadcast, and I said, you folks out in radio land, God hears you. God is there. The Holy Spirit knows what you're doing. He knows what you're saying. He sees how you're dressed. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, he knew how I was dressed too. There I was in an empty building, and for the first time in my life it came upon me that there was a person, the Holy Spirit, who lived in me. I knew he did, but I never reckoned his presence. I had never one time said one word to the Holy Spirit until that morning. I'll never forget it. Oh, Brother Fisk, I tremble. And all suddenly, my hands were palsied, and I began to tremble all over. And I put my coat around me like this, and I buttoned my shirt, and I pulled my tie up like this. And I finished the broadcast. I could hardly speak. I know that folks heard me as my voice trembled across the radio. And for the first time in my life, there was a strange awareness. There was somebody with me. The Holy Spirit is with me. He's not an influence. He's not a thing. He's a living person. And he's with me all the time. And I trembled. And I'll never forget how I felt. When I got through the broadcast, I rushed upstairs to my office in a little church in East Texas. And I got on my face and I said, oh, Holy Spirit, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I've taught that you've come to live when a person is saved. I've never said a word to you. I've never even spoken to you. I've talked to the Father. I've even talked to Jesus. But Holy Spirit, thou who came into me as an 11-year-old boy when I was saved, and thou who called me to preach the gospel, and thou who gave me a book to preach, and thou the living third mentioned person in God's great Trinity. I've never said a word to you. I said, Holy Spirit, if you will forgive me, I'll never wake up in the morning without speaking to you. And I'll talk to you day after day. And I'll never forget how that morning I got in the car. I drove home to eat a bite of breakfast. And I said, Holy Spirit, which way should I drive this morning? And I asked him which way to drive home. When I came back to the office, I said, Holy Spirit, which way should I come today? And for these now 25 or 26 years, hallelujah, thank God, I have known him and I have talked with him. I have continued with, or if you please, pros nino. I wish you knew him. I wish you knew to walk with the Spirit of God. Oh, Dr. Walter Wilson was such a blessing along this line. The Holy Spirit was so real to him. I've heard Dr. Wilson say when he got to preach, I've heard him whisper, Holy Spirit, now help me now. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I've heard him as he left the pulpit to go to his car and said, Holy Spirit, I'm getting old now. Holy Spirit, help me now and give me strength. Holy Spirit, help me to be safe now. I was with some colored folks not long ago, and I love the colored folks, and I preach for them. I was preaching a colored convention. That's the place where one fella, I was preaching along, and I was getting with it, you know, and one fella jumped up and said, hallelujah, bless God, I ain't never heard a white man preach like that before. And one fellow said, I'm going to check your ancestry. He's a colored preacher. He said, you got some colored blood, because he didn't use the word colored. He could have said Negro, but he didn't use the word Negro. He used a word that rhymes with chiggers. And he said, you're bound to have some of that kind of blood in you somewhere the way you preach. I'm going to check your ancestry. But I recall hearing this preacher preach, one of the great preachers I've heard in my life, as black as midnight, but a wonderful preacher. And he'd be preaching, and he'd say, is you with me? He'd say, yes. He'd preach a while longer. Is you still there? And they'd say, yes. He'd say, has you left me yet? They'd say, no, we ain't left you yet. But he'd get up in the heavens, and we'd be walking on tall cotton, and he'd be talking about something very sweet, and he'd stop and say, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost. He'd preach a while longer. Bill Harvey was sitting right beside me, and Bill Harvey got so wrapped up in that thing, I want you to know. One time, Bill Harvey was listening to him, and he had us up on the top of the mountain. I was too, man. We were just right in there with it. We were just tapping our hands, and he'd say, is you with me? And I'd say, yes, you know. And so he stopped and said, help me, Holy Ghost. Old Bill Harvey jumped up and got his hands and said, help him, Holy Ghost. And now, I'm not sure all of that is like some of white folks. It may not all be sincere. I think probably most of it is. But I tell you what, he hit on something. He hit on something. While you wash the dishes in the morning, you ought to say, help me, Holy Ghost. And while you do your work out at the shop, you ought to say, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, the dear Lord is simply saying, we ought to continue throughout. I mean, hang on throughout. But not only that, continue with. I'd love for it to be someday when I get to heaven and I face the Lord. I'd love for the Holy Spirit to say, Jack, every day since that day years ago, I've talked to you. You know, when I get to heaven, I'm not going to be a stranger. I'm sort of prepared for it, and I've walked with God, and I've talked to the Holy Spirit, and the Lord says, continue. Same thing. I was in a service station not long ago, and I was witnessing to a fellow out west. I said, do you know if you died, you'd go to heaven? And he said, don't believe in heaven. I said, well, if you don't go to heaven, you've got to go to hell. He said, I'm in hell now. His lips began to quiver. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm in hell now. He said, I'm miserable. He said, my life is not happy. He said, everything's going wrong. My whole world is crumbled. He told me a sad story about how his wife had an incurable disease and how he'd lost a baby and how his business was going under. And he said, mister, this is my hell. This is my hell. I'm in hell now. And I said, no, you're not. No, there's no fire here. There'll be fire in hell. And I told him, I said, if you'd just come to know Jesus and receive Christ in your heart and live with him, you'd have heaven on earth. Or you could continue our heaven. And so the Bible says, not only should you continue throughout, but continue with. There's a third word that is used for continue in the New Testament, the book of Acts, and that is epimeno. Epimeno, that means to continue on. Now, to continue on, this word is used on a work. Like a fellow's building a building, he continues on that building that it's finished. A fellow is setting up chairs in this building, he continues on the job until it's finished. And our Lord uses the word. He says, I not only want my people to continue throughout their lives, and to continue with the Holy Spirit, but as I want my people to continue on years ago, and you know this story, and I won't go into it, but a little fellow about that tall did me the biggest favor anybody ever did, except the one who told me about Jesus, a deacon in a church about that tall. You met him here last year, Mr. Jesse Cobb. He taught me how to be a soul winner. He taught me how to do the most blessed thing I've ever done in my life. He taught me how to do something that has molded my life and changed my life. It's the biggest thing in my life, the leading of folks to Jesus Christ. And now for these years, I recall when I first learned. I went down and started pastoring a little church in the country. Went out and knocked on doors. I went in and out, down in the hollows and in the woods and back in the back country. I knocked on doors. I won folks to Christ all up and down East Texas, all over East Texas. So I had to knock on doors. And they didn't have a doorbell. In fact, in my area, to have a door was a status symbol. And would knock on doors. And soon a wart came on my knuckle. And it started festering up there, a little sore there, festered up. And I tried to knock with this hand, but it was a little hard to knock with this hand. So I went back and knocked with this one. And after a while, it healed over, but it's been there now all these years. Doc, you can see it. I got where I'd preach about it, and I'd say, folks, I started preaching like this. Folks, I said, see that wart? I got that knocking on doors. I called it the Jesus wart, and I'd preach about the Jesus wart, most famous wart in all East Texas, and it wasn't long. They started calling me the Jesus wart, I'd go down the street and knock on a door. A little girl said, Mama, the Jesus wart's here. That's me, the Jesus wart. You know, I'd still like to be the Jesus wart. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings. Is he the Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity? the great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. I was back in Shreveport, Louisiana this week, 37 miles from where I went to college, 37 miles from where I got the Jesus wart. And I got in the car one afternoon and I drove a little bit. And I said, oh, God, the work that you taught me to do 25 years ago, help me to keep on doing it. And so the folks that used to hear me preach came over to hear me preach. And when I got through preaching, they came up and they said, well, you're just like you were when you were here 25 years ago. And I said, praise the Lord. I want to continue. I don't ever want to become power positive thinking preacher. I don't ever want to become a Norman Vincent Peale. I don't ever become a scholarly, holy, 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 holy cow kind of preacher. And I don't want that. I want to continue. I want to continue. What? On! I want to continue throughout. I want to continue with. I want to continue on. What? The greatest work in all the world, that's what. Now, our church is going through some trying times. It'll be so good when we get back in an auditorium we can call our own. And the choir will come in and not have to make all this noise. And I won't have to stand up and say, can you hear okay? And we won't have to look at basketball nets and so forth. And we'll have our own home. It'll be so good. Ah, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We've got to continue on these days. On what? On soul winning. On what? The work we've done all these years. On what? Visitation. On what? Bus ministry. On what? Getting people saved. I don't know. I guess I felt a little old this week going back to sort of where I grew up. But I got to thinking, Doc. You know, people came by that hadn't seen in years. One fellow said, where is it? I said, what? He said, you know what? I said, what? He said, that was on top. Your hair. I said, same place your tax is. It's gone. And one fellow walked up, and he was a sweet fellow that I've known for years. And he put his hand out, and he said, Brother Jack, he said, you don't look the same as you did 25 years ago. He said, you don't have as much hair. And he said, you got around your eyes here, you got little crow's feet. Little crow's feet, nothing. Grandpa crow's feet. And that's why I wear these lashes. Besides that, you know, other things too. But he said, Brother Jack, he said, you're not shaped exactly like you were. I said, I weigh the same thing I did. But he said, you relocated some of the pounds and so forth. But then he began to cry. But he said, Brother Jack, he said, you're the same preacher you were 25 years ago. Bill Harvey and I were sitting in the airport. And Bill looked over at me and he said, Brother Jack, I knew you when to have 175 and Sunday school was a big day. He said, I knew you when you begged and you hit the pulpit and said, we're going to have 175. He said, I knew you then. He said, Brother Jack, I realize how many of you run in Sunday school now and have the largest Sunday school in the world. And I stood on the platform and I said to myself, hey, just not that much different. Just not that much different. You know what I want to do? Whenever I see him, and the curtain is pulled back, and I gaze upon the face of the one whom I preached all these years, I'd like to say, Jesus, I continued. There were days when it looked like the whole thing was over, but I continued. There were days when it looked like I couldn't preach another sermon, but I continued, Jesus. I wasn't an R.G. Lee. I didn't have the oratorical ability of an R.G. Lee or the brilliance of a mind of a John Rice. But Jesus, I stuck with it. I continued. I didn't turn on you. I stayed in the Bible. I stayed in the Holy Spirit. I kept on soul winning. And that's what I want this church to do. Until the day when the trump of God sounds and the dead in Christ shall rise and we shall see Jesus. I want this old church to stay right where she's always been. Stay right on the Bible and right on soul winning and right on fighting the devil and right on doing what we've done all these years. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. They didn't go up and down, in and out, hot and cold. They continued. They didn't tithe one Sunday and not tithe the next. They continued. They didn't go soul winning one week and not the next. They continued. They didn't get happy one week and sad the next. They continued. They didn't go to church one Sunday, stay home the next. They continued. They didn't go to prayer meeting one week and stay home the next. They continued. Anybody can continue. Everybody can't sing like the choir. Everybody can't play the organ like Mrs. Colson. Everybody can't teach the Bible like a John Rice. Everybody can't be a scholar like a Wendell Evans. Everybody can't be an educator like Bob Billings. But anybody, little and big, young and old, weak or strong, anybody can continue. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. They continued throughout. They continued with a person. They continued upon or on a work. I was on an airplane the other day. A group of soldiers got on the plane. One sat down beside me. Just a kid of a boy. If you notice how much younger soldiers look than they used to. Good night, they're drafting fellows 4 years old now. I was in the airport in Louisville, Kentucky not long ago, and I saw a paratrooper. And once you're a paratrooper, you always love paratroopers. This guy had his boots on, had his cap on with his parachute up here and his wings over here in the 82nd Airborne Division patch right here. And I don't feel like I'm 48. I hate to say it. I just don't feel like I'm 48. And when I see a paratrooper, I think that he and I are the same age. And so I said, "Hey, trooper! Hey, trooper!" He turned around and said, "What is it?" I said, "I was a trooper." He said, "You were?" "Yeah." "What outfit?" "82nd. "Put her there." "I'm 82nd. "What's the company?" "What regiment? I said, "Special troops." He said, "What company?" I said, "Parachute maintenance." He said, "You were a rigger." I said, "Yeah, I had riggers every time I jumped out of those planes." He said, "How long ago was it when you were in?" I said, "Shut up." But I saw this soldier on the plane, and I said, "Soldier, how old are you?" He said, 18 years of age. When I was 18, I hadn't even shaved yet. I had one whisker and used the tweezers on it and a little pair of scissors. And he said, "Now I've got to use a lawnmower." But he said, 18. I said, "Soldier, do you know if you died, you'd go to heaven?" He said, "Sir, I don't know." I said, "Well, you know, if you don't save when you die, you got to go to hell." And the soldier said, "I'm in hell now." You know, I don't know anything about that kind of talk. I mean it. I don't understand that kind of talk. I'm 48 years old, and I love to live, and I enjoy living. You know why? Because continuing in Christ is to heaven, not to hell. And continuing with Christ, the Holy Spirit, is to heaven on earth, not a hell. And to continue in or on, I mean, on the work that God has called you to do, that's not hell, it's heaven. There's a fourth word. It's called imino. Imino. Diamino, to continue throughout. Prosmino, to continue with him. And epimino, to continue on his work. And then imino means to continue in. It is used in the Bible often to continue in the Word of God. In the Word of God. Now listen to me. To continue means to continue, never be away from him. Never quit doing the great work he's called us to do. And never get out of this blessed book. Years ago, when I was a kid preacher in East Texas, I was called to the Grange Hall Baptist Church in Marshall, Texas. We only had 39 folks in our Sunday school, and I spent every morning from about 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, and oftentimes all day in this book. You'll forgive me. I don't mean to brag, but I learned the book. I learned it. I don't mean to brag again. I think you could call off most any subject, and I could preach on it. Give me 2 minutes' notice, and I could preach on it. I think I could find the scriptures for it. I learned the book. I'm not a scholar, but I learned the book. And I can recall as a kid preacher in East Texas how I loved this book and how I got acquainted with this book. And I remember so vividly, I started a study of the Word of God, and I said, now, Lord, I'm going to look for Jesus in the Bible. And I went through the Word of God. I found Jesus 52 times in the first chapter of Genesis. I recalled how some older preachers saw my outline. He said, you've been studying Moody, haven't you? Moody? Who's Moody? I asked. He said, Dwight L. Moody, a great preacher. He said, these are his notes. I said, oh, no, these are my notes. I studied this. He said, you've got Moody's book, Notes from My Bible, haven't you? I said, didn't know Moody had a Bible. No. He said, yes, you have. It's exactly what. And I said, maybe I've been studying Moody's the Bible with the same Holy Spirit Moody's been studying the Bible with. And I recalled how sweet it was. And did you know, those early days, oh, so many burdens. I didn't know how to pastor. Still don't know like I ought to. But I didn't understand all the things that a pastor had to face and the burdens and the heartache. But I found in this blessed book the answer for every need I face. I love to tell about I had three deacons. I have 105 now. Had three deacons, and all three of them hated my inside. Have 105 now. Only 102 of them hate my inside. But they thought I was too young to pastor. Me too young? I was 21 years of age. That's old enough. And they'd make faces at me while I'd preach. I'd be preaching, and they'd be sitting out in the front, and they'd go. They wouldn't use their hands like that because folks would see them. And they'd sit right here in the middle, and I'd preach to this side for a while. Then I'd go over and I'd preach to this side for a while. Then I'd go over and I'd preach to this side for a while. But I wouldn't look at those deacons. For 8 weeks, I didn't get a dime paid because one of them was a treasurer, and he wouldn't write me a check. Didn't get a dime paid for 8 weeks. And I could tell you some sweet and wonderful stories about it. But I was preaching one Sunday night, and I said, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I've taken all I can take. I'm just a young preacher, and I can't take it anymore. So I decided to look at my Bible, just thumb through the Bible while I was preaching. There are all three of them making faces at me. Mm-hmm. I can't. And I said, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. And I summoned to the Bible. And I got to Ezekiel. I'd never seen it before. But I found a passage in Ezekiel. Just stumbled on it. Said, be not dismayed at their faces. I jumped 2 feet in the air and said, praise the Lord. I said, there are three men here. For 8 weeks you've been making faces at me while I preach. It's you and you and you. And I said, the Lord just gave me the answer from his word. Says, be not dismayed at their faces. And I went to my study right next door to the auditorium that night. And I said, Lord, it seems like everything I need, I find it in the Word. And that's the truth. Oh, sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. I want to continue in the Word. When Jesus comes, I want to say, Jesus, I stayed in the Word all the time. Oh, this blessed book. It's the last thing I read at night when I'm in a motel room. The last thing I do is to read the book, and I put it beside me. Often I'll sleep with it under my pillow. The other night I had a burden and a heartache. Monday night, I faced one of the toughest nights I faced in my life. Monday night, I thought I'd die. And I faced a friend of a lifetime that had a heartache and a sorrow, and he needed help, and he had no friend to turn to. And I prayed and I went back to my room about 1:30 in the morning, and I opened the Bible and began to read it, and I hugged it to my bosom and said, thank God for the Bible. And I put it under my pillow and slept with it under my pillow all night long. I just wanted it closed. Why? I'll tell you why. Every need you have, you'll find in this book. That's what you'll find. Continue in the Bible. Continue on in the work of God. Continue with the dear Holy Spirit of God. And then there's a fourth word. The word is para, mino, and that means to continue beside. Continue beside. Beside or near. Or near. Listen, folks, listen to me. It won't be long till we'll see Jesus. It won't be long. It just won't be long. Let's see, I'm 48 years of age. Look like I'm 25, don't I? Thank you. I hate you when you don't respond. But I'm 48 years of age. Let's see. I was thinking last week, I've been preaching now since I lasted at 19. Let's see, that's almost 30 years. It's 30 years for 29 years I've been preaching. I've been pastoring now since 1947, I think it was. That's 27 years I've been pastoring. Let's see, 27 years and 48. What's 27 and 48? If I have 27 more, what's 27 and 48? Not so loud, Doc. Not so loud, folks. 75. I got thinking on my birthday, 17 years, and I'll be ready for the old age pension. What I'm trying to say is this. It just seemed like yesterday, Dorothy, when Carolyn was a little girl. I recall when I came to your home, you played the piano that night, and Carolyn was just a little bitty girl. Now she's married. Expecting a baby, isn't she? Guess what that's going to make you? Yeah. Becky called me when she heard she was pregnant the first time. Said, Daddy, I want El Navy. Guess what that's going to make me? I said, shut up. Guess what that's going to make me? And, let's face it. It won't be long. It won't be long. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I've done where there will be no setting sun. Each day I'll do a golden deed to help someone who's in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Just a while. What does it matter? The older I get, what does it matter? People say, well, how much you got laid away for a rainy day? I haven't got any. It's been raining every day for so many years. I haven't got any laid away. It rains every day. And, Hans, what you going to do when you get old? How are you going to make a living? I don't know. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. What matters? What does it matter? I tell you what matters. Way up here in the darkness this morning, little boys and girls, way up here, little children, who have no mother at home to say, what did you learn this morning in church? You know, we have dozens and dozens and dozens and several hundred little boys and girls this morning in this room right where we are who've never worn a new pair of shoes in their lives. Yesterday, last night at 7 o'clock, I got in the car to go home. I'd heard so many burdens. I'd cried so many tears. I'd carried so many folks' burden on my own shoulders and wept with so many people. And I said, Lord, I wonder how many others. I got a letter. Funny thing. Until 11 o'clock last night, I'd help people and counsel and say, here's a girl in trouble. Here's another girl in trouble. Here's a girl leaving home. Here's one that won't go back to her mother. Here's a boy in trouble. Here's a family having serious problems. Here's a heartbreak and a heartache and tears. All my study flowed from the eyes and broken hearts of people. As I walked back, got in my car, and then I opened the letter. And a fellow said, really, it's funny. It's funny. A fellow said, you know what we need in our church? We need a pastor who counsels with his people. and he said, you know, he said, my wife and I had trouble. And he said, we just wish we had a church where the pastor would try to help folks in trouble. Listen. If I had the last 25, 30 years to live over, I'd want to continue throughout. I'd want to continue upon. I'd want to continue with. I'd want to continue in. I'm saying, folks, Mrs. Betty Young, I recall what a blessing she was to me in the early days. When I first came to the church and didn't know anybody, Mrs. Young would sit out and nod her head. She's gone. She's gone.
hand. Leonard Tudor's name on this pulpit. What an encouragement he was to me in those early days. God bless him. He's gone. He's gone. It's all over. On earth. Burley Field. I have a watch in my office. I wear it. Every time I get discouraged, I wear it. So I don't wear it much, but I wear it and I get a little, have a battle to fight. I wear it. On the back of it, he has the word, "Preacher, keep on keeping on." Keep on. He's gone. Bill McKeegan, gone. His son. Forgot his name all of a sudden. Steve McKeegan, he's gone. It won't matter when you're gone how much money you had in the bank. It won't matter when you're gone how many pop, how much how popular you were. It won't matter when you're gone whether you own the building or swept it out. It won't matter when you're gone how good looking you were. It won't matter when you're gone how famous you were. The only thing that'll matter, did you continue? Did you continue? Did you continue? Did you continue? Did you stay? Continue throughout your life? Did you continue with him? Did you continue on in his word? Did you continue in the blessed word of God? Did you continue beside or near the Savior? That's all that'll matter. That's all that'll matter. That's all that'll matter. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. Say, that'd be a good epitaph, wouldn't it? Huh? That'd be a good epitaph, wouldn't it? Robert Billings, born 1903, 1926, died 19-something. Quote, he continued. C.W. Fisk, birthday, date of death, he continued. He continued. He continued. He continued. How you doing? You tithing? Gonna be at church Wednesday night? How you doing? How much Bible did you read last week? There are folks here this morning who read more of the Sports Illustrated last week than read of the Bible. There are folks this morning who read more of Ladies' Home Journal than read of the Bible. There are folks this morning who read more newspaper print than you read of God's print. There are folks here this morning that haven't given God the tithe and you've robbed God. Why don't you decide you're going to be a continuer? A continuer. They continued. What? Dia Mino. Throughout. They continued. What? Pros Mino. With. Fellowship with God. They continued. What? Epi Mino. Continued on in the Word of God to the end. Continued what? M Mino. They continued in the Word. They continued. Bow your heads for prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, if we preach this morning on singing solos, we'd preach only to a few people who could do so. If we spoke this morning on preaching sermons, we couldn't ask everyone to preach a sermon. Everyone can't. But what we preached about this morning is within the reach of every person in this room. Oh, dear God in heaven, help us when we see you, when we see Jesus. Help us to say, Jesus, I continued. I continued throughout. I continued with. I continued upon. I continued in. And I continued near.